The defense attorneys for the three Rwandans convicted of genocide this week in the slaughter that killed 500,000 Rwandan Tutsis in 1994 didn't plead that their clients were just following orders. History and Adolf Eichmann have discredited that defense. Instead, they tried to plead for the sympathies of the international community by saying that their clients were just exercising free speech. Hassan Ngezi owned the Kangura newspaper, in which he used to call for Hutus to track down Tutsis. Ferdinand Nahimana and Jean Bosco Bariagwiza ran the RTLM radio station, which served, as the New York Times phrased it this week, as a radio dispatcher of murder, directing bloody gangs to the homes and hiding places of Tutsis. RTLM once broadcast the news that a group of Tutsis had taken shelter in an Islamic center. They looked like cattle for the slaughter, they said. I don't know whether they've already been slaughtered today or whether they will be slaughtered tonight. Hutu gangs slaughtered them that afternoon. The concern that convicting these men might give some government the license to shut down a genuinely free and vigorous press is real. The current government of Rwanda has detained six real journalists for inciting sectarian behavior. They wrote articles questioning spending in the Rwandan military. The line between free speech or artistic expression and using words to load a gun and point it at innocent people is not always clear. Confusion occurs even in the freest countries. Some groups in London are calling for the arrest this weekend of the Jamaican reggae singer Bounty Killer for singing songs that call for gay people to be burned, drowned, stoned to death. This week's convictions raise another concern about the international tribunals that were founded to prosecute human rights crimes in Bosnia and Rwanda. Those courts of international jurists have been sitting for 9 years. The judges in Rwanda say they will need five more. The judges in Bosnia say they will need six. Many Rwandans, Bosnians, and Serbians have complained about the slow pace of the prosecutions. By contrast, the Nuremberg trials after World War II took 4 years. The jurists say they must be deliberate and scrupulous. The world is watching. Precedents are being set. They have resisted calls to increase the use of plea bargains in more cases. But imperfect justice is not always an injustice. Voltaire once said that perfection is the enemy of the good. So much of the world turned away from Bosnia and Rwanda 10 years ago when it might have done something to stop the killing. A world court that makes a country wait 15 years for justice may risk making precedent more important than the future.